This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. U.S. border agents arrested 38,000 people at the U.S.-Mexico border in July. That's more than double from April. A Border Patrol official says the increase is largely because the agency is rapidly sending single adults back into Mexico without detaining them amid concern about the coronavirus. There's another reason the number of people trying to come to the U.S. is up: Mexico's struggling economy. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
Even before Mexico's first confirmed case of COVID-19 in February, Latin America's second largest economy was in a recession.
To say that the Mexican economy is not doing well is a major understatement.
Fonda Fulbaugh-Brown at the Brookings Institution says over 34 million people are out of work, and some 40% of the Mexican population lives in poverty. Duncan Wood runs the Mexico Institute at the Wilson Center. He says things are getting worse. Economists predict the Mexican economy will shrink some 10% this year.
Now, that's huge. That's more than one in 10 of every dollars of the Mexican economy is disappearing.
He says tourism generates more than 15% of Mexico's GDP, and that's all but collapsed. And Andrés Manuel López Obrador, Mexico's president, is reluctant to inject government stimulus into the economy, which isn't helping.
During an intense, profound crisis, why wouldn't you open the purse strings and use this as an opportunity to, you know, strengthen the economy so that people can stay employed and that there is food on the table?
But because they can't, and there often isn't, more Mexicans have been trying to cross the border for work, often without the proper documents. Richard Feinberg teaches political science at the University of California, San Diego.
Unemployment has increased dramatically, and people desperate for income to support their families are looking to go to the United States.
Mexico is also struggling to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Fonda Fulbaugh-Brown at Brookings says there's limited access to testing and little opportunity to work remotely, especially for people who work in Mexico's huge informal economy.
Oftentimes, they don't have any access to insurance or health care, and their livelihoods are precarious that necessitates that they work daily.
The COVID-19 official death toll in Mexico recently passed 60,000, and many suspect the true count is much higher. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.